Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, he's here for his annual review. We're going to see how well he's done. Dean Walter Collins from USCL. That's the University of South Carolina Lancaster campus. And he has been down there for 11 years as the big dog.
Yeah,
good for
that's
you.
That's right, yeah.
Thanks for coming up today. Tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Yes. So thank you, Manning and Kimmel, for having me back. It's great to be back on WRHI. And our academic year has kicked off. As you said, this is my almost 11th year at as campus dean at USC Lancaster. I've been at USC Lancaster, though, since 2002. I came to teach French and English then and did that for 6 or 7 years and then was the campus dean of students for about 5 years and then subsequently campus dean. And it's a great job. I love what I do every day, working with students and my faculty and staff colleagues, and we make a big difference in the lives of students who come our way.
Absolutely. So do you still speak French? Do you speak
it? I do. I have not taught French in a few years. We have a full-time French professor now who's doing all of that. But I do teach English 101 and 102 every year.
Well, so you speak that okay.
Mostly, yes.
So we've got so many new people that have come to this area, and I'm sure they have no idea. Then when we talk about USCL, what is that in relationship to USC? Mm-hmm. So explain to all the new people here how big the University of South Carolina actually is.
Yes. So the University of South Carolina system is made up of 8 campuses. There are 4 four-year campuses and 4 two-year campuses. And so on the four-year side, USC Columbia is the flagship campus, the largest campus in the system. They're our Research One institution, so they're the highly productive in research. Certainly they teach as well, obviously, but they're the R1 campus for the system. Then there are 3 comprehensive university campuses in Aiken, Beaufort, and Spartanburg. And the one in Spartanburg is, for the last 10 or so years, has been called USC Upstate. And then the 4 two-year campuses, Lancaster, Sumter, Union, South Carolina, and Salkehatchee, which is a region made up of Allendale and Walterboro in the Lowcountry. And Lancaster is the largest of the 4 two-year campuses by about 600 students.
So when you look at all 8 of those schools together, mm-hmm. how many students do they have roughly?
About 55,000, I would say.
Yeah. 55,000.
Yeah.
And they do. No matter which one of the 8 schools you graduate from, mm-hmm. you're going to still get the same USC diploma.
Yeah, the same USC quality, yes.
And as far as course offerings, I mean, I can't imagine a smaller campus could offer as much as the big mothership down in Columbia.
Right. So, yeah, so and one thing I should have said is that the 4 two-year campuses are accredited academically with USC Columbia. So we do use the same course catalog, course descriptions, but you're right, we can't offer the spectrum of courses that Columbia can, but we do a good job offering that. And then some courses are available because we're a system, even if we don't teach them in Lancaster.
And with all the technology upgrades, I mean,
exactly.
You could probably take some of these courses online.
That's correct.
Amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Yep. So you've had every year since you've been coming on this program, the student count has gone up, 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 up. Where are you as far as enrollment this year?
So we have good news on that front. Enrollment-wise, we're going to break a fall historic enrollment record. Our enrollment freeze is not until we start the second 8 weeks courses, which is usually about the 20th of October. But we're on a course to probably exceed 2,100 students, and our previous record was just over 1,900 students. So we're in celebration mode with what we've seen this fall with traditional on-campus students, dual credit students who are high school students who are taking college courses, and all kinds of senior citizens taking courses, so a wide spectrum of courses.
You know, I'm surprised by the number because with the great demand that there is for labor out there,
right,
that I would have thought when the economy was so hot, you'd have less people in school versus when it's cooled down and you have more people in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the case, though.
No, well, what we're seeing is that I think what we're seeing is mostly related to post-COVID, where a lot of people went online, and I think a lot of people got tired of looking at screens. And so we're seeing more students in in-person classes, and we're excited about that because that brings a dynamic to campus that's hard to replicate any other way. So more students on campus. And I've noticed in the class that I teach every semester, this semester, I noticed that students are in great moods. They're happy, and they're willing and eager to learn. And so we've talked about that just anecdotally, that everybody's in a good mood. So,
yeah, well, it's nice you don't have to wear a mask, right?
Yes,
that's very
helps.
Nice. You know, I've always said Lancaster County, particularly now, is almost two different stories.
Yes.
There's the section of the county that's below Highway 5, where it intersects 521,
yep,
and that which is above,
yes,
which, of course, is that Indian land area, which is just, I don't know how you can control all that growth up there.
Right.
And you have, of course, have adopted to that. You now have a campus up there?
Yes, we have a campus location in Indian land. Fortunately, the Lancaster County School District School Board agreed to help us out in establishing a location there several years ago. I think the first fall we were there was 2018, and last fall in 2022, we opened a newly renovated space. It's cohabitating with Indianland Middle School campus, but it's a separate standalone building for our location. We offer courses there during the day and evening. And even though it's on a school campus, it's not for dual credit only or high school students to take classes. It is for anybody to take any classes that we offer there. And we're looking every semester to expand course offerings there and the things that we do. So, you know, it's a great place to do all kinds of courses, including a course that we do for Sun City Carolina Lakes there.
Oh, yeah.
For retirees, which was very, very popular last spring, and we're going to offer a second 8 weeks course starting in October, just a few weeks, on South Carolina archaeology for seniors up there too.
And if you've never driven through that development, that Sunset,
Sun City,
it's incredible back there. I mean, it's a whole other city back
absolutely, yeah.
So the numbers, when you say you have 2,100 roughly, is what you're projecting.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what percentage of that might be through your Indian land campus?
Yeah, that's a small number still. We're still working on development. We only have four classrooms there, so we have a limited space, and we have limitations due to where we're located with buses serving the schools there.
Right.
But I would say we usually have anywhere from 100 to 150 students on that side. It's not a large number, but we're working on growing that. We have an Indian land business advisory group that meets quarterly, and they are impactful group that help us, you know, continue to reach out to the Indian land community, help them to get to know us since we may not be as familiar to them.
So schools like yours always do long-term planning. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we're going to do. You foresee there being something a lot more than what you have up there now as far as a footprint down the line?
I think so. I think we'll have to expand probably in the next 5 to 10 years. I think what we have now could probably serve for 3 to 5 years, and then we'd be looking for a larger space probably after that, for sure.
Well, with the population growth up there, I mean, that's
that's
crazy up there. Absolutely crazy. So those who are coming to USCL, I know it's a good mix, but are you finding a lot of people who are coming there because they need extra training or specific training for types of careers that are out there?
I think we do, especially when you look at education majors and nursing majors. We have 4-year degrees in both of those. And, you know, those people who want to join the workforce in one of those areas that, you know, COVID really impacted both of those areas, teachers and nurses. And that's one area that we can continue to help with. We do see a large share of just traditional 18-year-olds off to college. And we have high-achieving students and students who need to stay closer to home because of family responsibilities. So we have the spectrum of kinds of students.
So you got a 4-year degree in teaching.
Yes, through Palmetto College.
Through Palmetto College.
Yep.
I'm wondering, with the nationwide shortage on teachers, are you seeing fewer students getting into that?
It is a tough sell these days. We push it. We talk to them about the advantages of it. We talk to them about the rewarding career if they truly want to help children achieve that they could have through this. We offer the elementary ed, and we offer special ed, which is a probably even more needed area within education. Both special ed is through USC Aiken, but can be completed on our campus and online. And then elementary ed is through USC Columbia.
Are there any special incentives to students who want to get into the teaching curriculum? I mean,
there's nothing other than, we have a scholarship program at USCL that students could show themselves qualified for. And then there are teachers' loans that the state of South Carolina does, but that's really kind of a off of our campus type thing. But students can talk to advisors and kind of see kind of the support they could find through this. But unfortunately, there's no extra incentives just yet for majoring in education, but there certainly needs to be.
So when you talk about teachers, you've got teachers on the campus now. Is your faculty, is your faculty a mixture of full-time and part-time people?
Yes, we're about 70% full-time, and then of a given semester, about 30% will be part-time people. Often these part-time people are as qualified as the full-time. They have advanced degrees, they're working professionals. So we hire, for example, for a business law class, we have attorneys teach that. We hired three new faculty this year. So we hired a full-time music professor on the tenure track, full-time criminal justice instructor, and then a full-time statistics professor, which those are hard to find. Fortunately, she lived in Indyland, and that was an easier find than we thought it might be.
All right, so criminal justice,
yes.
Another tough sell, yes, no?
Yes, in fact, I'm leaving a meeting this morning at 9:30 with our sheriff, Barry Fail, where we were in a conversation about internships for our students to come and work full-time and part-time at the detention center in Lancaster County. And so they would get paid as either a full-time or part-time employee, but they could earn internship credits through our campus. And so we're getting ready to kick that off in the next month or so, and our students will have that in through the sheriff's department. So we're all about our community working together with what law enforcement and teachers and whoever else needs.
You wonder what it's going to take to renew the interest in two noble professions, teaching and criminal justice.
Absolutely.
They're very important to our society, and yet both of them are just crying for help.
That's right.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah.
But all right, you mentioned nursing.
Yeah.
Now you have a 4-year degree in nursing.
We do.
Now.
Yes.
Tell me that this is a different type of story. A lot of people want to get into this.
A lot of people do want to get into nursing, although certainly the recent pandemic shows that is a challenge, right? It's no easy job to be a nurse these days. But we do have lots of prospective nursing students. Some of them, on their own realize that maybe, this wasn't for me. I can't do the chemistry. I can't do the science part. I can't do the math part. But many of them will be successful and move right into our upper division junior and senior years, where they can finish the Columbia. We offer the Columbia degree on our campus, the USC College of Nursing degree, and they'll graduate with that, like you say, that same diploma that someone in Columbia, and they'll save a lot of money in the process by staying local. We have 32 juniors and 32 seniors spots, so we just expanded about 2 years ago from 24 up to 32, and we hope in the next 2 to 3 years we'll be able to expand even further up to 40 spots per junior and senior class.
So those all filled?
Not all the seniors are filled, because we did lose a couple of students in the junior year, and I believe we're at 28 or 29 in the juniors.
So you're almost filled.
Yeah, almost filled, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, boy, you talk about an area where they need people.
Yes.
I mean, gosh almighty.
And we did a survey of recent graduates going back 3 or 4 years, and 85% to 90% of our graduates stay in York, Chester, or Lancaster County to work.
Which is exactly what you want.
That's exactly what we all need.
I mean, that's what everybody, yeah. You know, York Technical College, USCL,
yep.
Winthrop, they're all about, let's
staying
take this,
local.
Yeah, staying locally, yep. It's local, create the economy whereby these people can get jobs, good
right.
paying jobs,
right.
and don't have to go clickety-clack up and down the road to Charlotte.
Or Columbia or oh,
yeah.
wherever else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, Dean, you know what we're going to do here. We do fresh subs and salads. We do it 7 days a week. There is a formula for doing this, which brings people back all the time. It's in those white letters. And let's tell everybody what it is at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Here's another great catering idea from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
Well, we have the giant party subs. We make them any way you want, usually like our number 19. They're delicious and they'll feed a crowd.
Whatever your catering needs, Substation 2 has lots of options. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have a catering coming up? You can get some great ideas from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
We have giant party subs made on this beautiful Italian loaf of bread, piled high with 6 meats and cheese, and garden with any one of our 8 delicious fresh toppings.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dean Walter Collins is with us from USCL. And for those of you who are new to the community, USCL is part of 8 different campuses, all under the flag of the University of South Carolina. And they do a wonderful job, smaller campus, but they're still growing. 2,100 students expected this year at USCL. Okay, we've talked a lot about teaching and nursing and criminal justice. Let's talk about some other stuff. Like, I didn't realize that you have programs where young men and women can go study abroad?
Yes, we do. In fact, next year in 2024, we will celebrate 20 years of study abroad programs on our campus.
Wow.
Except for about 1 year in there, which we did when we didn't travel, a couple years actually. We have sent students on international and domestic trips. We've done New Orleans, like Southern literature in New Orleans. We've done an Outer Banks trip with biology credit. We've done a Native American studies trip up and down the East Coast, and then, of course, the international trips to mostly Western Europe, Greece, those kinds of places, but also to China. And
So, boy, China's something to see. Yeah. I mean, it really is something
absolutely
to see.
Absolutely. And fortunately, our commission has chosen to set aside some of their funding to offset the cost of some of this student travel, and it's really paid off. We've had great trips this past summer to Italy and to Greece with students learning and taking classes and having great experiences.
So these trips, this study abroad, you would be gone for how long?
Generally, we are short-term study abroad instead of a semester-long or year-long, so we're usually 9 to 12 days.
9 to 12 days,
yeah, but they do get a class credit, which we cover the cost for the tuition on the class to make it more affordable for them. So in Italy this summer, we offered an English class. It was called literary tourism.
Right.
And then we offered a philosophy class on some of the ancient philosophers.
So when it comes to tuition, I know that York Technical College had gotten basically free tuition last year.
Right.
This year the state cut part of that back, but the York Tech made it up. Anyway, it's another free year.
Yeah.
Do you get any assistance at all from the state on tuition?
We do not.
Okay.
No. So, but what we have been able to do is hold our tuition costs to where they were 5 years ago. So we've had no tuition increase in 5 years. And I think the legislature has absolutely looked on that in a very positive fashion, because we have been received generous appropriations in recent years.
Good. So speaking of appropriations, I'm sure you always you're always doing some renovations down there, expansions.
Absolutely.
What are you up to this year?
So deferred maintenance and renovation funding has been very, very positive recently. We're just finishing the renovation of Stevens Theater in Hubbard Hall, which serves our USC Lancaster Players, our theater group. They do now 4 shows a year, 2 in the fall, 2 in the spring, and so we're getting ready for an October performance. And the space has been renovated, new carpet, new seating, new curtains.
That's a great theater.
Upgrade. Yeah.
That's a great theater.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it was a 1965 era seating, so
no
it's a big improvement. Big
Woo!
Improvement, yeah.
So you do, when we were talking about tuition, you're giving free books to Lancaster students?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So our commission also decided to help Lancaster County students enrolled at USC Lancaster by covering the cost of their textbooks, required textbooks for their classes. And it's only the Lancaster County residents, because the money from the commission comes directly from Lancaster County taxpayers.
Gotcha.
And so it covers Lancaster County residents. So, you know, this could save students anywhere from $200 to $400 or $500, depending on what they're taking that semester and the required textbooks for their courses.
I know textbooks were grossly expensive when I went a long time ago.
Yeah.
What a racket. Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things that you have on the USCL campus is, and it's been around for a while, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, years, is you have a partnership with the YMCA. And you took, what is it called, the Gregory...
Gregory Health and Wellness Center.
Gregory Health and Wellness Center. And
Gregory Family YMCA.
We needed somebody to operate, and so you put an agreement together.
Yeah, we did an RFP about 6 years ago, and seeking someone to operate the activities and programs of our on-campus facility. And fortunately, the YMCA of Upper Palmetto...
I get that right.
I know. They changed their name recently. Won that bid, and they have been excellent to work with. And so they've operated our PE Center. We call it the PE Center still since December 2017. And we have a great partnership. They cover some of the building upkeep, and we cover some of the building upkeep, and they cover some of the utilities. We cover some of the utilities. But most importantly, there's been a great improvement in equipment by members and programming.
Does that have a pool in there?
We do. We have a full Olympic-sized pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're offering aquatics classes.
Aquatics.
As well.
Yeah, we've had swim lessons, of course, for years, decades.
Right.
And the original, I'll have to say this, the original aquatics director from 1981 is still employed. The YMCA took her in, and a lot of people know Ann Small in our region, so she's still there and teaching people how to about swim safety.
Do you all have a partnership at all with the the Lancaster school system to make sure the kids are getting knows how to swim?
Yes, we do. And that's about almost 30 years in the making. I think next year or the following year will be about 30 years. And so the ARIS Foundation has helped fund that over the years. USC Lancaster contributed toward that. Now the YMCA contributes toward that. Ann is the key person who teaches in that program. And so kids come to the facility during the school day on buses. And the school district sees that as part of the PE curriculum, learning how to swim. And it's been absolutely a life-saving program.
That's wonderful. Yeah. What grades do they do that with?
Fourth grade. Yeah.
So basically, by the time the fourth grade is over with, that kid knows how to swim.
That's right.
At least doggy paddle will keep himself up.
Oh, yeah, they do. And then fortunately, we've been able to reach out to Fort Lawn and Great Falls as well for this program in Chester County.
One thing we haven't talked about, and I'm sure most people don't even know you would have, is you have sports down there.
Yes.
Tell us about your sports.
Yeah. So in the fall of 2008, we resurrected sports from a distant past, and we currently have four sports. We have baseball, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. And two of those play on our campus. Volleyball plays in the Gregory Family YMCA gym. Okay. And soccer is on our campus right behind the Carol Ray Dowling Center. And then baseball shares a field with Lancaster High School. So it's great fun. Our athletic schedule is on our website. And I would encourage people to come and watch collegiate sports right in their backyard.
And you've got some international players?
Yes. So probably the most ever in a given year. So we made an effort last year to recruit some international